Hello, everyone. Welcome to Screenplay Sunday. Of course, we're here with Georgie Boy, my co-host, GB. How are you?
Good, Josh. Feeling very excited for this one.
Well, we have the amazing Julian Haig with us. Please welcome Julian. Jules, how are you, mate?
Hi, guys. I just got super nervous because I have no idea what's about to happen.
Don't worry. You can also hear the laugh of Tom. Oops, I've just had my manager switch.
Yeah.
This is outrageous. How have I gone full screen?
You're trying to steal.
There we go. Here,
somehow you've managed to make it all about you when I'm here.
That is the voice of Tommy Jacket. Welcome back. TJ. Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back, TJ. Guys. Believe and achieve. If you're fired from somewhere, you may get reinstated and get the job back. And
So where's Jess?
So Jess has other things on, but I thought it would be nice with Jules coming on. I thought it would be nice to have TJ on as well. GB, you normally bring an interesting industry fact every single week to get us into sort of the film and television sort of mindset. What have you got for us today?
Well, you know what? I'm actually a bit done with the facts, to be honest.
Okay.
That's a fact.
That's one thing you had to do. Yeah.
I've done facts each week and they haven't been very good. So, you know.
So no
no more facts. But what I did do. Throwing in the towel for facts. I just thought instead of the facts, I would look up Julian Haig on IMDb. Mm-hmm. And
oh, good.
And look at the trivia. You know, there's a trivia section on IMDb. Julian, can you tell us about the Lawn Bowls?
Yeah, my uni mates are going to love this because they actually edited that and put that in there.
Really?
Yeah. My buddy G-Unit put that in there. So I'm pretty sure he put in there for trivia, won a gold medal with the ECU grass cutters in lawn bowls.
In WA, ECU?
Yeah, went to ECU, WA, yep.
Is that true or you didn't do that?
No, yeah, we won 2 gold medals actually, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, so I think that's a valid fact.
That's a good fact.
That's a great fact.
No, it's great. It is good stuff. It's just funny that G-Unit edited my IMDb page and put it in there.
What are friends for?
Yeah, well, I was about to say G-Unit. Can we rebrand GB
to G-Unit? G-Unit's great. G-Unit? I do like. How did G-Unit get the nickname of G-Unit?
Oh, yeah, I was called G-Unit.
I think
in
it's
year
just
seven.
Because his name's Glyn. And his name's Makes Glyn, sense. And he's just huge yeah. guy. He was like
he's a unit.
He was a bouncer. And he's just incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Like GB. Right.
I have a friend George called G-Unit who can squat 400 kilos. You need to be able to lift some heavy shit before
GB. You put unit into any part of your nickname.
Yeah. None of us are units.
Jules, when was the last time you were at a table read? Tell us about it.
I did an episode of the ABC Comedy Retrograde. Mm-hmm. And we did a couple table reads because it was shot like this. Everyone was in their own location. So we did quite a bit of, reading through scripts and whatnot. And I was only in one episode. So they were doing tons of table reads and rehearsals like this.
In Zoom?
Fun. Yeah, all the table reads are on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you bring your own catering or anything? Or what sort of what's your setup? Do you have pens, paper? What sort of stationery did you have?
I can't remember on the day, probably just a pen and a highlighter. Uh-huh. But then when we shot the show, they actually had me on location at one of the producer's houses as if it was my house.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was going to say Maria from last week, didn't she help make, or was she an actress in Retrograde as
well? Oh, yeah, Maria. Yeah, Maria was one of the leads in there. Yeah, and I played her sort of love interest.
Oh, here we go. All
right.
Oh, this is great. That is a really good connection.
yeah.
And so, what's the vibe you're getting so far when you sort of see this? Does this feel like a similar
like an ABC
sort of,
production?
Yeah, like a similar professionalism?
Yeah, this is very similar. No, honestly, a lot of that sort of stuff, it is like, you guys are super professional. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. And most creative projects are, even at the top end, they're like a they're kind of like a duck treading water. On the surface, they might look kind of calm, but underneath, they are just like going crazy.
Yeah.
So that's most things.
Well, definitely. I think with this one,
my sister's is picking up some of her washing in her beach towels.
Okay, hi, hello, hi.
She has no idea what I'm doing right now,
George.
But yep, that's George. Beautiful. Yep.
Another actor. Jay, good to have another actor in the presence of other actors, you know.
What we tend to do. So if you're not across it, one of us writes a script each week.
I'm semi across it because I've listened to the podcast a couple of times and you guys have talked about screenplay Sundays.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just like, what the hell are they talking about every time they talk about screenplay Sundays? Yeah. So I'm across it.
You could listen to 8 episodes of Screenplay Sunday and probably still be wondering what it is.
What happens.
Yeah, what happens. But,
That's true.
Yeah, but GB and I had been taking turns in writing a script. The only really consistent thing that has stayed
is people writing the script. Yeah,
there's been a lot of other people involved in writing the script. I think this is my second or third time.
Yeah,
first. It's been.
No, you did the first.
I think this is your second time writing it, John.
Yeah. No, I think it's your third. It's your third.
Okay, it's my third. So third time writing the script.
That's pretty impressive that you've pumped out 3 scripts, guys.
Here we go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And it is not easy.
I mean, it's only, you know, this script is only 5 pages if you're including the title page. And so...
Oh, okay. I saw 60 minutes, so I was like, this is a long script.
No. and so, yes, I've sent the script to everyone. The title is 60 minutes. There are 2 characters that have been consistent throughout this whole production, and that is Wendy and Dale, and once again they are in the script. But when you think about 60 minutes, what if you were to have a guess of the premise? We have a segment, it's called Guess the Premise. What would your guess
more
be?
Conviction, Josh.
Yeah, what would your guess be if it was a segment, which it is?
hopefully.
Is this my guess?
Yeah, Jules. Jules, what do you think? 60 minutes, what do you think?
There's a segment on 60 minutes.
Okay. That's very good. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Don't give it away.
It might be that. But so we'll go straight into it. We won't fluff around. TJ, do
no
you have
no fluff is required? No fluffing even around. Though I was brought in as a fluffer today. But
TJ, any questions? Any sort of because it's been
have
a while.
Have you missed
since.
Us, TJ?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Haven't seen you guys since that episode.
Haven't spoken.
But. Who are the characters? I'm excited to know.
Yeah, and so today, Jules, you'll be playing the character Tim. Grace, you'll be Wendy. Mr. 97, you'll be Dale. George, you will be Jeff and Jake. And Josh, that's me, he'll be playing a character named Josh. I'm happy to do the big print.
Who's Tommy?
And I'll be Magpie.
Oh, sorry, Tommy is Magpie.
No, I got that.
Sorry.
Well, I did say I'd only come back on if I came back as a magpie.
Yes.
And so, you know.
Okay.
Can I just say, isn't it crazy that Mason's been Dale the whole time?
Aside from Hamish.
Accents.
Hamish, Ryan and Mason. Like, how's that?
Yeah.
High caliber, George. High caliber.
Did you want to be Dale?
No, it's just interesting.
I think part of it is because Grace has been playing Wendy so much. I've sort of wanted to keep. I didn't want to have some sort of sex scene with Dale and Wendy, and all of a sudden it's GB.
Sorry, George. It's the G unit in the sex scene. Yeah. It's not.
Exactly. We don't need that.
Why
okay.
Don't I call G unit? You'll see.
Okay. Let's do it, everyone. Thank you for coming to
Who's
today's...
Who's Big Print, Josh, by the way?
I'm Big Print. I said that.
Okay, great.
So, everyone, welcome to the table read today. Everyone's got the script. Everyone good to go?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Jeff
60
and
minutes. What was that, Jimmy?
Sorry, Jeff and...
Jeff and Jake.
Jake.
Very professional.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Also, side note, I have a little bit of a sniffle, so...
Okay, great. Sorry. No, that's okay. I can write. Sort of
like, that's not like a character choice. That's a, actually, like, a little bit sick.
Okay. 60 okay. Minutes. Not written by Josh Jansen, 8 Ferguson Street, Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067, josh@bigmediacompany.com. Interior, 60 Minutes studio, evening. Studio lights slowly fade up. The 60 Minutes intro music is playing and the presenter, Tim Johnson, holds his paper script firmly in his hand. The TV producer gestures off camera. 3 fingers, 2. The auto cue begins to move. We're watching through the television lens like the hundreds of thousands of viewers at home.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, we take you inside the lives of the Australian reality show power couple Wendy and Dale Duggins. For over 7 years, we've seen them on as the protagonists of the hit show Doing It with the Duggins. But what is it like when the cameras aren't around? I got an exclusive access coming up.
60 Minutes graphic transition.
But first, the magpie that can talk. Jeff has that story now.
Exterior, park, day. Jeff, a reporter, is wearing a suit, sitting on a park bench with a magpie.
When did you realise you could talk?
Right, I still can't believe it, to be honest. It happened about a year ago. There was a guy walking up and 3 were my... up to the tree where my miso was looking after the kids in the nest. Normally I would swoop. I don't know what came over me, but as this bloke approached, I expanded my wings and yelled, "Fuck off!" I don't know who was more surprised, me or the bloke.
And did he fuck off?
He sure did.
What an amazing story.
60 Minutes transition graphic. Interior, 60 Minutes studio, evening.
He won't be doing that again. What a remarkable story. Now, our feature with Dale and Wendy Duggins.
Interior, Dale and Wendy and Wendy's lounge room, day. Dale and Wendy sit across from Tim in an interview style setup. There's cameras, lighting, and crew.
When Wendy told me there was interest in a reality show about us, I couldn't believe it.
He never really understood what the appeal was of people watching us live our lives.
Well, I never really watch reality shows. I have enough problems on my own.
Oh, I like fucking.
Funny you bring that up, Dale.
Oh, no, this is right. No, this is right. No, go on.
That's right. Funny you bring that up, Dale. A lot of viewers are probably thinking right now, don't they ever fight?
Of course we fight. The dishes. We're always fighting about the dishes.
In that way.
No, this is meant to be Tim. This is all Tim. So Tim, okay. In what way? Sorry.
In that way.
I said it wrong anyway.
Well, we have certain dishes that obviously can't go in the dishwasher and Dale always gets them confused.
I mean, I still don't think it's clear, to be honest. We have some mugs that can go in the dishwasher and some that can't. Do you think that makes any sense, Tim?
Do some have printed graphics on them?
Dale looks at Wendy for the answer.
I think the Looney Tunes mug is printed.
There's your answer.
Dale, you've been described by other family members as, and I quote, difficult and dumb.
Well, mate, I mean, you've spoken to me, Tim. You've watched the show. You've been in our house. What do you think?
Dale, I'm interviewing you. The viewers don't want to hear from me.
Let's just say, look, Dale isn't perfect. He's not smart all the time, and he's not always easy.
So a bit dumb.
Wendy softly nods.
Sorry. Earlier in the season, Dale, you bought a jet ski. Why did you do that?
Really need to tie up some loose ends here, don't we?
Because I got a big tax return.
Is it true that the tax return didn't actually cover the cost of the jet ski?
Yes, but Tim, let me just say...
Crash! A sound comes from a window in the kitchen next door. Jake, the camera operator, jumps up from his camera.
Everyone, stay where you are. If you can, duck under a seat. We could be dealing with a security breach.
Dale and Wendy duck behind their chairs, whilst Tim tries untangling himself from the wireless lapel microphone. Interior, kitchen, day. Jake walks into the kitchen area, slowly examining the room. There's nothing unusual. He walks towards the window, which is ajar.
My wing! Ah! My fucking wing!
Oh my goodness, it's the talking magpie from the first segment.
Josh, the director. Josh, the director, comes in from the other room.
Come in from.
Does someone need me to call 000? The camera zooms out from Josh's face, revealing that Wendy, Dale, and Tim are also now in the kitchen.
Josh.
Josh does a silly face while shrugging his shoulders. Fade to black.
Wow. That was one of our best.
Hard-hitting stuff, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Well done, Tim.
Really good, Josh.
Feedback on the script? Like, everyone was fumbling a bit. Was that due to how I had written it? Like,
yeah. I mean, a bit clunky, a bit clumsy. Like, a couple of spelling errors. Kitchen in the last couple of sentences is kitchen.
Oh, that's annoying.
Kitchen.
Oh, that's annoying.
It started off really strong.
But yeah, I think you did a great job setting the scene, Josh. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Resident script critic.
I mean, as out of all the 4-page scripts I've ever read, this is one of the best ones.
Oh, good.
The best 4-page script.
Jules, what was your favorite bit? What sort of stood out to you?
Ooh, I definitely liked interviewing the couple. That was just fun.
It's not much else really there, is there?
No.
What about the magpie
talking
performance?
Magpie, hang on.
Yeah, that was huge.
I don't know why I was losing it so much when I was calling him dumb or asking him if he was dumb. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah, the magpie performance was good. I think
thank you.
You started, the first sentence was good, and then you lost your accent pretty quickly, and then you started sounding like Tommy.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah, I think there was a little fumble there that I think caught you off guard. Yeah, but the
words were dancing on the page. It sounded a bit, to be honest.
I don't know. Yeah, the magpie accent was actually really strong at the start. But I've never actually heard a magpie talk, so I guess we're not sure.
It's true.
If anything, my magpie needs like one-liners, because then you can really sort of give it,
sell it.
And, sure. And then it just stops.
It's almost too much dialogue I gave you, TJ.
Well, look, you know, I want more screen time's always good. Yeah.
I think if you're going to go magpie, you got to go full magpie, and that's a big chunk, so you just have to commit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could have been. So if I was to do the performance, how I had it in my head.
I still can't really believe it, to be honest. Oh, it happened about a year ago. Oh, there was guy walking up a tree where my missus was looking after the kids in the nest. Oh, normally I would.
Like that.
That was good.
Good.
I thought you were going to do the whole bit.
No, I was.
You even added extra squawking in there.
Yeah, a lot
every
more squawking.
Every sentence ends with a.
You realize how many sentences there are when you do that. But I think it was the other hard thing is the simultaneous. I don't know if I even wrote that correctly. The whole everyone, Josh, but also with all of the delays and you being up the middle of a hill and all that sort of thing, it's very hard for us to simultaneously say something and for it all to be in sync.
Sure. I missed that bit. When was that bit?
The very end.
The last
Josh.
Line, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Was the magpie
on a delay though?
No. I was just too busy focusing on the misspelling of kitchen that I actually didn't read the rest of the can.
I lost my train of thought at the end somehow as well. Is that what happened to you, Sevs?
Yeah, I think I was just a bit rattled because I didn't understand what was happening.
Did you? Yeah, no, so I was laughing.
There was a lot of laughter. So much laughter. It threw me off.
I lost it at me having to say my line about calling 000.
I lost it at you saying Josh, the director.
Oh, I thought you guys were losing it because it says Josh, the director, come in. It doesn't say comes
in. I was laughing about that as well.
Everyone was laughing at different things. Guys, like, not to tell you how like to laugh
this, like
or what to laugh at.
Written by a bogan.
Well, we famously, the tax return that,
Dale
got was how much was it?
$1,700.
I forgot to write dollar. I didn't write dollars. And so Brian Shelton read it like that.
This is interesting, actually, from a story point of view. Has Dale and Wendy been in a reality show this whole time?
Yes, that's what I was sort of alluding to, was that every single script that we've had was actually a part of the reality show.
That's meta as fuck, man.
Yeah.
What do you say there, Grace?
Is this inspiration from me watching my reality show?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I like to pull inspo from everything. So I was, you know, putting stuff in the dishwasher just before this and thinking about how annoying it is that you can put some things in, can't put other things in. So it's sort of a bit of a social commentary of life in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, I mean, reality shows are very inspiring. So... Mm. Can see, yeah.
There's a lot there. There's a lot to take from it. Any other thought? Have you had fun, Jules?
Oh, that was a ton of fun. I want to do it again.
Great.
Like next week.
Let's start from the top.
Do you only read it through once?
Yeah, no, we only read it through once. Yeah, but it would be, I mean, do you think, you were asking, you know, am I going to get to see the script? Do you think that there would be sort of validity in season two for us to give the script beforehand so everyone feels a little bit more comfortable, or what do you think?
I mean, it'll make, if people can read it through once at least, then they just know sort of what's going to be happening a bit. Then they can change their intentions a little bit so they just sort of know. Yeah. But it is also really fun to just kind of go for it out of nowhere and just read it through and see what happens.
The problem with sending it over is we lose the game, guess the premise.
That happens.
We've already lost the facts. We can't lose guess the premise.
Yeah,
but also, benchmarks. I just finished it as well. So like, that's, you couldn't have read it any earlier.
If you send it over early, it means you have to actually write it early, which is
exactly
not in the spirit of the show.
And the other disaster, Jules, which you went across, you'll notice that it's called 60minutesfinal.pdf. That's because the original script I sent to the guys, I was updating the title page at the time and managed to just save out the title page and sent that to everyone. And so...
Josh, have we got any updates on sponsorship yet?
Nah. Do you?
No. So was this written on Final Draft? Or
this is Final Draft.
It's
on Final Draft. I bought Final Draft, so it's still Final Draft.
So we've still got a couple... Still going to make back some cash.
Yeah, about 260.
Well, that's your last time. That'll be your last time writing for the season, so.
Yeah, are you writing next week, GB?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, let's figure it out now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, GB's going to...
I thought the only good thing with, like, maybe reading it through this whole second time, as it is nice and short, is that, like, you could give some directions, Josh.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's interesting.
So maybe it's for every single character... There's one sentence of direction that you can give. I like that idea. So you could say, for instance, I could say, George, you'll be playing Jeff, and he is way more formal than he needs to be.
Great. Mm.
Yeah, stuff like that might be good. Yeah, and then something like with the couple, they could be just like, they just need to know that coming into it, they are already pissed off at each other because they've had a little argument or something like that.
Sure.
That would help a lot.
Okay. Or they'd just been having sex before the camera crew got there and they're both flustered.
Yes.
Yeah. That's very raunchy. good idea, TJ. thanks, Jules, for coming on going with it. Anything that you would...
I was chatting to TJ the other day about it, and I said, like, oh, I you guys popped into my head, and I was like, oh, I need to get back on the show. And then he gave me a call like the next day to come on here. So it was so pretty funny.
I mean, yeah. Anything that you, any other feedback, anything else? Because season two, we can make these changes. You're the professional here. Anything else?
I reckon you could look. Yeah, I reckon you could make the script a little longer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want some sort of classic drama writing type things, just, I mean, obviously the first one is story. You want to have a beginning, middle, end. And you know, and make that kind of journey happen. And then the other one is it's really good to have conflict. So obviously, the conflict between the couple is really great. And then the conflict between the magpie and Jeff is also pretty good. But then, yeah, if you want to, in like most TV film, there's like sort of inner conflict, outer conflict, and then world conflict. So you want to have something that's an over, like Star Wars is the easiest example. The inner conflict is that, you know, Luke's trying to become a Jedi like his father. And then the outer conflict is he's on this journey with these other guys trying to save the princess. And then the world conflict is the Death Star is going to destroy the universe. So that's like, a big example.
Can you do the inner? Can you do all of those versions of conflicts in 4 pages?
I mean, you can find ways. Here's my mum, by the way.
Hi, mum.
Hi, mum.
Hi, mum. Hello.
Also, has no idea what's going on. So.
Is your mum a screenwriter? Is she a screenwriter?
They're saying, "Are you a screenwriter? What do you do?"
I'm a painter.
She's a painter. Look, she's amazing. Look, she's even in her.
Full painting outfit. Amazing.
Yeah,
what is she currently painting?
What are you currently painting, Mum?
Actually,
if I give you this, can you pop that? No, you do it. I'm not putting that here. Then you'll be able to hear them, and then the microphone's here. So.
What are you currently painting?
Well, I'm painting sort of a mix of landscape and still life. With a semi-abstract...
pretty abstract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost patchworks of colour and shapes.
Oh, beautiful. Do you know how long it's going to take you? Like when you set out to do something, do you say this is going to take me 6 weeks or how does it work?
No. it can take me... Actually, these paintings are taking me quite a while, like a few weeks each because... I'm just...
I feel like you've been pumping them out.
Yeah, but I'm not rushing it.
Yeah, like, good.
I'm not rushing it. I'm just... because they're about 1.5 metres by a metre, so...
Oh. They're fairly big.
Yeah, there's a lot I need to do in each one and consider once I put a mark in one spot, then what happens over there, it affects everything around it, you know?
Yeah, it take a while.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle.
If you were to have a guess, what do you think we're doing?
You're doing a Zoom.
Zoom, yeah.
Yeah.
But what are we doing?
You're working on a script. You're working out an idea for a script.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty close. Yeah, that's really
not bad. This is the new game. Sure. Get your mum to guess what we're doing.
Yeah. You better
guess the premise. What do you it's called 60 you're minutes,
hello,
the script.
There's a lot of static going on.
Another segment, Jill Hay guesses what the hell we're doing.
Why are you doing it? I don't know.
No, don't ask.
Neither do we. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you and good luck with the painting and thank you, Jules, for coming on the podcast. Everyone, there's tuna sandwiches. Help yourselves, obviously. You know, take some away with you. It's been Screenplay Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
You.